Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY23 conference call of Fairchem Organics Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Fairchem Organics Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings conference call for the third quarter and 9 months ended of the financial year 2023. Before we begin, I would like to mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on the management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, I would like to introduce you to the management participating in today's earnings conference call and give it over to them for their opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Nahoosh Zariwala, Managing Director and Chairman, Mr. Rajendra Zaveri, Chief Financial Officer. I will now hand it over to Mr. Nahoosh Zariwala for his opening remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Purvangi, and good afternoon, everybody. It is a pleasure to welcome you to the earnings conference call for the third quarter of the financial year 2023. Let me start by briefing you on the operational highlights for this quarter, and then our CFO, Mr. Rajendra Zaveri, will brief you on the financials. As you may be aware, that the raw materials and the finished products, what we are using and manufacturing, fall under the oleochemical stream, and the prime products manufactured by us are supplied to paint companies and ink companies. You must be aware at the same time that of lately, you must have seen that there has been a lack of demand from the paint industry, especially in the decorative segment, which our finished products are being sold. The result in the fall in volume for our company has been to the tune of around 35%, and this has been the main reason for the declining revenue for the quarter, and probably it has been one of the worst quarter performance after a very long time. This fall has substantially eroded the margin in absolute terms, and at the same time there has been an average fall of around 10% on per unit realization compared to the previous quarter. That was the main reason for which was the continuous fluctuation in the commodity prices, which affected our raw material purchase price also. All this has put an additional pressure on the margins. Otherwise, all the costs have remained under control. I would like to emphasize one thing, and that is that the fall in the demand is the fall in sales has been only and only for the reason, and that is the lack of demand from our customers in the paint industry, and not because of we losing out on any of our customers or the paint companies replacing our products with some other product. That is something which I would like to say it again and again, and we have been seeing in this quarter, starting January, that demand has started reviving, and we feel fairly confident that over the period we'll be able to increase our production to the original levels. Now I hand it over to Mr. Rajan Jhaveri, who will brief you on the financial performance.
Thank you, Chairman sir, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me brief you on the third quarter and 9 months ended financial performance of financial year 2023. For the third quarter, the operational revenue was about 102 crores, EBITDA reported was around 4 crores, and EBITDA margin stood at 3.51%. Net profit after tax reported was around 0.6 crores, while the PAT margin was 59%. Now, coming to the 9 months ended of this financial year, operational revenue stood at 496 crores, EBITDA reported was around 53 crores, and EBITDA margin stood at 10.68%. Net profit after tax reported was around 32 crores, while the PAT margin was 6.37%. With this, we can now open the floor for the question and answer session. And for this, I hand it over to Mr. Bangi.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Amar Maurya from Alpha Accurate Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, thanks a lot for the opportunity. Sir, couple of questions from my side. If you can briefly give us, what would be in terms of the total revenue degrowth, how much would have been because of the volume degrowth and how much would have been because of the pricing degrowth? That is number one question. Number two is, on a absolute basis, what was the inventory loss which we had seen because of the high-cost inventory in the system? That is second question. And thirdly, if you can, sir, give us a tentative sales volume, not the process volume, but the sales volume, how much the sales volume decline on a sequential basis?
Yeah, so pricing degrowth was to the extent of 10%, which we have mentioned in our presentation also, and the remaining is the volume degrowth. As far as inventory losses are concerned, during this quarter, there was no inventory loss. By and large, we managed to avoid the inventory loss as far as this is concerned. And your last question about the sales volume, we will give you the sales volume. Sales volume for this quarter, in terms of metric tons, was around 9,700 tons, vis-a-vis around 14,800 tons in the previous quarter.
Sir, this is process volume or the actual sales volume?
No, you asked for the sales volume, so I gave you the sales volume. I will give you process volume also and purchase quantity also. So this, because your specific question was about sales volume, I gave the sales volume. That 9,700 tons, all products put together, was the sales volume for Q3. 14,800 was the sales volume for the previous quarter, that is July-September quarter. Now, coming to process quantity, 8,700 tons was the raw material process quantity for October-December quarter, and 16,700 was the process quantity for the previous quarter, that is July-September. Because, as earlier Nahuji said, because there was a lack of demand, we remained slow on processing of the quantity. Now, having said this, I will also give you the raw material purchase volume also. During the quarter three, we purchased raw material to the extent of 10,400 tons. But we processed only 8,700 tons only because there was some carryover inventory. And against this processing of 8,700 tons, we managed to sell the quantity of 9,700 tons. So effectively, we reduced our quantity as at the end of December.
Okay. Perfect, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the question queue. We take the next question from the line of Bhavesh Chauhan from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead with your question, sir.
Sir, my question is on sales degrowth. Sir, we have lost our sales have fallen by 35%. But when I see the paints company's revenue on a YOY basis, they are more or less flat. So how do you explain this?
Basically, I said that the raw finished products what we are selling to the paint company falls under the heading of decorative paints, and decorative paints had seen the degrowth. Paint companies then manufacture paints for different applications that includes the automobile paint also, and so I mean combined you won't be able to one won't be able to make out that because none of the paint companies give a segregation of what is the paint decorative segment or automobile segment and industrial segment. So I mean it would be very based on the real I mean figures of a paint company. But I can say one thing that we haven't lost any of our customers. We have all around supplied material to them, and in January we have seen the increase in sales also happening.
And there could be one more reason, Mr. Bhavesh. See, paint companies, they also might have gone slow in purchasing and may have decided to use up their own inventory. So the sales volume, you may be receiving as a flat figure, but you also need to have a look at what was the purchase figure during this quarter vis-a-vis previous quarter, and that information perhaps is not available in the public domain.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, you have talked about recovery this witness from January onwards. So are we recovering to the extent what we have been reporting in previous quarters?
No, you are also aware no recovery can happen 100%. I mean, I'm happy to know, say that recovery has started, and this quarter also, we'll see, I mean, like we had seen a drop of around 35% in the sales volume vis-a-vis compared to the Q2, I mean, which I feel we'll be able to recover fairly good thing. But right now, to say, because say, we are not getting that visibility from the paint companies for long term. So, I mean, it's very tough for me to really say that. But overall, we feel and our team feels confident that we'll be able to bounce back.
Okay, so got it, sir. So do you mean to say that the March 22, FY22 sales would be maybe recovered in FY24 or maybe can we expect that?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, great, sir Tom. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Jagveer Singh from Shade Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my question is regarding the capacity expansion. So we complete the capacity expansion also. So now there is a jump in the demand. So can you guide us for the, say, for 24 and 25? So when we can get some benefit of the capacity expansion? So what, I mean, when we can see that this kind of demand that we can absorb the our what we did the capacity expansion last quarter.
Looking at the growth which was happening in last 4-5 years, we had gone in for the capacity expansion. But at the same time, what happened in the Q3 made us realize that it would be more prudent not to have such a situation in future. We have decided to go in for one additional raw material. Obviously, it is based on the oleochemical stream only, which is our core competency, and we'll be utilizing the same set of equipments also. And so that's what we have already started working on, and you'll be able to see the results of that new product addition by before end of 2024.
So, sir, my next question is regarding, I have attended the last call also, so we were talking about one more product and we were talking about some exports, because we can do the exports also. So what is the status on this?
The export thing what we have been talking about is a forward integration project of one of our current product stream, and that is on stream, and we'll be starting commercial production in April-June quarter.
This calendar year
23? Yes.
And the last question, so we did around 643 crore in the 22, financial year 22. And so you always talk about the 16% to 17% EBITDA margin. So in FY24, we can see the revenue of 650 crore, around 650 crore with the same EBITDA margins. Like you have always said, sustainable margins are 16% to 17%.
See, this margin in percentage terms is a very debatable kind of a percentage. Suppose assuming what happened about 9 months back, the prices of everything went up. So at the same volume, we received higher per unit realization. Now this per unit higher realization, and if you apply the same percentage margin on that, that would be a very large number. And that may not necessarily be the case. So instead of telling that these 16% or because of these 9 months cumulative results is what, approximately 10-11%. So we'll certainly be improving on that. That is at this stage, that is what we can say. Certainly going forward from this quarter onward, we will be improving on these. And time and again, we have been saying that our performance ideally should be measured on an annual basis rather than on a Q2Q basis.
So I am talking about the annual basis. So in so that's why I am not talking about the 22-23% margin, which
our top line would be most likely we are anticipating to be higher than 22-23, and bottom line also we are anticipating higher than 23-24, bottom line also would be higher than what would be the bottom line of 22-23. Only thing is that this percentage term is a very difficult thing to comment on, because if the prices remain at this level stable as far as raw materials and finished goods are concerned, then it is okay. And it actually was the case from 1996 till end of 2021, or even up to March 2022. But thereafter, post this February 2022 Russia-Ukraine war, this instability in the last 12 months, the volatility in the prices, that has actually ruined this entire thing. And then it is now difficult to categorically say that this would be the EBITDA margin in terms of percentage. In absolute numbers, yes, we are quite hopeful that absolute numbers will keep on rising.
And the last question, some new intents like Midlands are coming in this industry, decorative industry, even GSW is also trying. So are we talking for them also for the client?
Already our samples are under analysis. They are under analysis since last 1 year.
Okay, thank you. So, who are the other players?
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Jagvi.
Thank you. Okay, thanks.
We take the next question from the line of Prakash Kapadia from Anived Portfolio Manager. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions from mine. You know, last quarter you had highlighted the demand challenges, and you know, we've seen on a sequential basis sales being down by 39%, EBITDA being down by 35%. So going forward, you know, to understand the business momentum, should we evaluate the business on a sequential basis to, you know, get a sense of how, you know, quarterly trends are shaping up and how demand is shaping up? Is that the right matrix to look at? And, you know, when does operating leverage come back, say, above a 10-12% kind of sales volume growth, above 15% growth? And, you know, lastly, how much is paint industry of our total sales as of now versus, say, last year or as on FY22?
See, this paint industry, how much of our raw material goes as an ingredient in terms of quantity, that they are not disclosing to us. That is one.
No, out of our total sales. So if we did sales of, say, 500 crores, last year I think it was 640 crores.
21-22 balance sheet, we have already disclosed that 40% of our sales of that year had gone to one company, and that was the paint company only in terms of value.
But we supply to other paint companies also, na? So
yeah, is it supply, but this was to one company only. Overall, the combined value of our two main fatty acids is, in terms of value, is close to 70-75%.
Okay. That is what I was looking out for. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. And from the business perspective, you know, at what capacity does operating leverage come?
As in the past, this was not a very good quarter. This and perhaps the previous one was also. Otherwise, since 2010-11, our volume growth has never been less than, on an average, on a 11 years average, it has never been less than 10-12%. And we hope to maintain these in the years to come also, volume growth. Value ultimately will depend on what are the raw material prices.
Input costs, right.
Yeah.
Right. But this year, Ukraine, because of the Ukraine thing, things going bad in Europe, lots of things have, overall the industry has come under pressure, demand has come under pressure. Except for that, that's no other reason, like we losing our customer or our finished product being replaced by something else. There's nothing like that is happening. So, that is the reason for the confidence at our side.
Right. And sir, we also supply to, you know, eating soap, detergent. So, how is, you know, demand looking from some of the other industries? And is it possible, say, in the medium to long term, to de-risk ourselves from the paint industry and develop some of ancillary products for some of other new businesses?
That's exactly what I said, that we are introducing one new raw material, obviously part of the oleochemical stream, so that our dependence on the paint industry goes down, will reduce. It will be an altogether new prime product from this new raw material. And it will cater to entirely new kind of customers.
Right. And that we should see commercialization in
24.
We hope to commercialize this somewhere by December 2023 or at the most March 2024.
Okay. And lastly, sir, one data keeping point, in case we have the metric ton sold, I think 9 months, we should be around 39,000. Have the figure for last year, 9 months, year to date, and Q3 of last year, if you have it handy.
Last 12 months figure is already there in one of our earlier presentations. And this year, the raw material process is close to 40,000 in this 9 months. And maybe another 15,000 or so during January, March, whatever, we are quite hopeful. Let us see how things unfold in the times to come. But that is what we are targeting, and then it should be anywhere between 54,000 to 55,000 during these 12 months. Of course, it will be somewhat less than what was last year. Last year, if I'm not mistaken, it was around 59,000 or so.
Right. Yeah, last year was around 59. Q3 last year, would you have that number, sir? On a year-on-year basis, this
last
this
year, really, I'm not having that number.
Fine. I'll take it offline. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Nirak Shah from Exemplar Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Can you shed some more light on the new raw material that we are talking about as to it will be again a byproduct from refining of soft edible oils, and what kind of end products we are targeting from that?
Yes, it will be same family. We'll be utilizing the same set of raw material purchase companies. We will be utilizing the same set of transporters,
we'll be utilizing the same set of equipment. Only change is going to be when we using different types of catalysts, and the marketing what will be happening won't be going to the paint industry, but it will be going to the epoxy industry.
Okay. And my other question...
Beyond that, at this stage, I won't be able to
share. Yeah, it's fine. Okay, and my other question was regarding emerging competition. As I believe, Andhra Pradesh-based 3F Industries has also started manufacturing dimer acid. So, do we anticipate any threat to our market share in dimer acid? And do we see any problem in absorbing our installed capacities for this product?
No, we don't see anything. First thing is that dimer 3F is manufacturing, but we don't see anything much happening on that front. And second thing is that as such, we are having around 65% of Indian market share. Balance 35% is coming from imports.
Yeah.
What would happen is that 3F would be replacing the imports.
Okay, got it. And can I have...
May we request you to join the question queue as we have several participants waiting for their turn?
Okay, okay. I will return to you.
A reminder to all the participants, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to two per participant. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Ashish from InvestQ. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. So, you sounded off regarding this blip in demand from paint companies, I think in November sometime. So, if there was an inventory correction that was to take place in the paint industry, nowadays inventories are managed very tightly by anyone. So, wouldn't that 2 months gap be enough to kind of bring down the inventory for them and resume the purchases from you so that your sales now should become normalized sometime? So, is that a correct understanding?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said, that in January we have seen a good revival in sales.
Okay. So, good means what, sir? I mean, good means normalized monthly sales, or is it still maybe 20-25% down from the painting?
Number sharing would then amount to UPSI. And as per the latest UPSI stringent guidelines, to whomever you disclose this UPSI, first of all, so you should be collecting their income tax fund number, sending the notice that you are carrying this. So, the NSE has already, you might have heard if you are in this security market, NSE has already started investigating the top 1,000 companies on market capitalized basis, and we are falling under that. I think first 300 to 400 companies, they have already investigated whether this SCD database is correctly mentioned or not. So whatever falls, because this is an earnings call for October-December, so it will be better if we limit ourselves as far as numbers are concerned for this particular quarter only. We can give a directional kind of a thing as far as future is concerned. But the, but insistence on the numbers, we request not to insist for the same.
Okay, no problem. But is it going in the, are you getting a feeling that this is going to normalize in the next 1 or 2 quarters?
We certainly are getting feeling. Otherwise, this would not have come from our CMB's mouth.
Okay. And second question would be, you said that the war would have impacted your business also, because I can't connect how, because your raw material come from somewhere else. And
I talked about the volatility in the prices. War has resulted into volatility. See, Ukraine is, between Ukraine and Russia, they are world's largest manufacturers of sunflower oil.
Oh, that's right.
So that's the reason it's affecting the overall commodity has become a little bit volatile because of that. So, I mean, we haven't seen this type of volatility in the last 25 years of our existence.
Right, right. So, by the end of...
I feel once the things stabilize, then there won't should be anything based on that.
Right. So, the feeling that I'm getting from your comments is that by maybe towards the second half of next year, everything should be fine, and including the new molecules that we are basically going to launch.
We are hopeful, and we remain optimistic about this. We are very hopeful. I mean, everything is set. We are ready to go. Whenever the demand arise, I mean, if demand comes back, we will be able to start supplying right from word go, because everything, all investments and everything has been done. Everything is in place. Yeah.
I mean, the number of paint industry to your sales.
Maybe request to join the question queue, please.
Sure.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Vipul Shah from RW Equities. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Vipul, your line is in talk mode, sir. You may please go ahead with your question. Mr. Vipul, can you hear us, sir? As there is no response from the current participant, we move on to the next question. The next question is from the line of Simar from Legion Capital Services. Please go ahead. Simar, you may go ahead with your question.
Hello?
Yes, you may please. Yeah.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
All right. Thank you for taking up my question. I just wanted to ask you about the Q1. In the Q1 con call that you had mentioned that the 40% share in paint industry would be declining, as well as you mentioned that in the presentation. But what decisions have you taken apart from the addition of the new raw material? I want to ask you, are you looking at the option of exporting of your linoleic acid, since it does not pose any competition in the local market?
See, as regards the export of linoleic acid, small beginning has been made by us. Both, I mean, as regards linoleic and as regards climate material. We have started exporting both these products in small quantities, and we expect the volumes to go a little bit higher also in coming quarters.
So, about my second question, sir, could you help me out with the tocopherol addition which you have added in the forward integration? Could you help me with the top line for the next year and so on? And can you just share some margin profile for that as well, which you are providing to the three Fortune 500 companies?
So, it's the same set of three companies to whom we are supplying our current tocopherol stream. We are going to supply this subdivided stream to them only. So we are not going to, we are not looking at some new set of customers.
Could you just share some margin profile or the revenue?
To join the question queue, please.
Just a follow-up question to the same.
So we have several participants waiting for this.
All right. Thank you, Narish.
We take the next question from the line of Keshav Kumar from Rakshan Investors. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Sir, what's the raw material price difference currently compared to pre-COVID?
Previous quarter.
Pardon, sir?
What is the question?
So what's the difference in raw material prices currently compared to how it was before all sorts of volatility started happening? So basically pre-COVID.
See, the raw material prices was ruling at a particular thing, and then it almost reached 2x, nearly 2x. And then from 2x, it again came down to maybe up to 1.3x or so. And now it is hovering around 10-15% here and there. And since last few weeks, we are seeing that it is perhaps trying to settle at a particular level, but it still is somewhat higher than what it used to be prior to February 2022 when this war started.
Okay. And sir, when the demand comes back, and assuming that the volatility does not again rise up, our internal ROC targets for next 2 to 3 years would still be in the line of what the company has done in past 2 to 3 years?
That is what, in one of my previous replies also, I said that what we are looking for is what we are hoping to achieve is on a yearly basis, continuous rise in top line and bottom line. Earlier also, in many a times we have said this, only thing is, this year, this 22-23, we fell short on that, but this we have been achieving since 2010-11, and we hope to achieve this growth in absolute numbers in top line and bottom line in the years to come on a sequential year basis.
Understood, sir. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Pranay Delia from Panchatantra Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, good evening, and I sincerely hope as shareholders that the numbers improve. During the call, you mentioned quite a few times that we've had a fall in demand from the paint companies. That's why our top line and bottom line both have been affected. Two questions regarding. One is looking at the paint companies' numbers. None of them have reported a big downfall in sales. Whether it was Asian Paints or for that matter JSW, if you look at the segregated numbers or other companies. So is it that they have started importing more rather than buying from
us? You joined this call little late?
No, I joined. I got cut off for 5 minutes.
One of the first or second participant only asked this question. Okay, I'll explain you again. Basically, the fatty acids what we are selling to paint companies is being used by them in decorative paints. At the same time, paint companies, whenever they show their results, they show a consolidated result which includes the sales in decorative segment, the sales in automobile segment, the sales in industrial segments and others. So we have seen a drop in sales in decorative segment, and that is where our product goes. But the paint companies, they never share their details. And second thing is that paint companies might have decided to reduce their inventory. And in that case, they might have stopped, they might have reduced their purchasing from us and must have decided to use their inventory. So, I mean, both the possibilities are there. And that is the only reason why we feel that the drop has happened. Because since last many months, there has been a talk about global recession coming. So maybe that company might have decided to go slow on inventory buildup.
That explains it very well, sir.
We haven't lost any of our customers.
That's very reassuring, sir. Just one more clarification regarding this. With the paint companies, our selling price is determined quarterly, or are we merely doing an engineering business wherein after the procurement of raw materials, we bill them over and above that?
No, it's on monthly basis.
On a monthly basis. So we are more or less insulated from raw material shocks if you are being able to reprice it monthly.
Because, I mean, we always feel one thing that we are not a commodity company, we are a manufacturing company, and our core competency is to manufacture goods of the right quality at the acceptable price. And that is that's the reason that we never play around in commodity.
Okay, so I'll share your same optimism for the future, sir. Hopefully, we'll be able to recover our losses as shareholders very soon. Thank you so much.
We also wish so.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Amar Maurya from Alpha Accurate Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, if you can share the 9 month sales volume, I'm not process volume, sales volume, and what was the 9 month sales volume, let's say, in 22? Is it possible?
9 month sales volume during these three quarters.
And last quarter,
last 3 quarters, 9 months is not really available, but these 9 months is more than 40,000 tons. Last full year was 59,000. So last 9 months also could be anywhere between 42,000 to 43,000. These are more than 40,000 this year.
42,000 to 43,000. You are saying last year whole?
Should be. I am not ready. I am telling you based on the annual figure of 59,000 that it could be anywhere between 42,000 to 43,000 for the last 9 months. These 9 months it is little more than 40,000 tons.
Okay. So and this is sir sales volume, right? Not the process.
Yeah, sales volume.
Okay. Perfect, sir. Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have a next follow-up question from the line of Nirag Shah from Exemplar Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes. So what is the status of isostearic and high concentration tocopherol and sterols project? When will be in the market with the same?
Isostearic will be commissioning the plant in April-June quarter.
And tocopherol also?
Yes.
Okay, it will take time in stabilization.
In tocopherol business, I've been talking that we intend to introduce one new set of raw materials.
which in that case we might put on, I mean, hold our forward integration of the overall project for some time and use those type of equipment for this new raw material.
So, Tocopherol project should be for FY24, I think, FY24 end.
Yes. So, we will continue with our present stream of Tocopherol sterol export, which we are since 1996.
That is low concentration Tocopherol. No?
Yeah, that low concentration.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Simar Deep from Negen Capital Services. Please go ahead. Simardeep, you may go ahead with your question. Your line is unmuted.
Yeah. I just wanted to have a follow-up question with the Tocopherol. Could you sort of share some line on the margins as well as have you seen growth in the top line for the same product?
Margin in the?
The Tocopherol.
Tocopherol, in terms of value, Tocopherol is only 5% of our total sales.
Yes, I know, sir, but it seems to be increasing.
70-75% of the sales value comes from these two main products, linoleic acid and dimer acid only. But since we started our business with Tocopherol, and it is our ultimate dream to one day go ahead and make mixed Tocopherol pure 100% and ultimately natural vitamin E, we have decided to remain in this business.
Okay. So what about the biodiesel plant which has been operational? Can you share some light in terms of the cost benefit that it would be having, and can you share some numbers regarding that as well?
That is what Naunzi said. This Tocopherol sterol plant and biofuel plant, that entire plant is one only. So Naunzi already said that we may decide to remain with the present export stream of Tocopherol, and if possible, we will use this for that other raw material about which we talked. The new set of new raw material and new finished product for the new set of customers. In that case, we stay put with our present cocoa export stream and defer. We are not saying abandoning or cancelling. Defer our this cocoa upgradation plan.
All right. Thank you, Nohish bhai. And thank you. Thanks for the time. Yes.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Simar from Negen Capital Services. Please go ahead. Mr. Simar, your line is unmuted. You may please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, he's already answered my question. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Chirag Vakaria from Budrani Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sir, in the last quarter, we had two issues. One was demand, which you've clarified, and second was high-cost inventory. So I want to understand, is all the high-cost inventory that we were holding is normalized? And second question, have you taken any cost control measures to sort of compensate for the demand loss that we're having?
As far as high cost inventory is concerned, it is normalized. And as far as cost control is concerned, cost control has always been an ongoing thing in this company ever since Naunzi took charge in April 2010. And if you compare our other costs, except this raw material cost or power and fuel cost, because power and fuel is not entirely in our hand, this electricity price and coal price is not entirely in our hand. But if you compare all our costs compared to the volume that we process or the sales value which we achieve, you will always find that it is always an economizing thing only. So it is an ongoing thing. Whatever base was to be achieved, we have nearly achieved the base. Now the only thing left perhaps is on a major front, is the solar power, which maybe after we are through with all these things, one day now we may take this solar power thing also.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Shashank from Value Educator. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my question is regarding this tocopherol only. So what would be the realization difference between the current mixed tocopherols and the product which we are planning about the 100% concentration and vitamin E? So what would be the realization difference or the margin difference, if you can share?
As of now, so we have targeted upgraded tocopherol only. Pure vitamin E so is a very far off thing.
Okay.
What we had targeted was upgraded tocopherol, which we are saying that we are reviewing and we are reconsidering to defer it temporarily to accommodate that other raw material and other finished products.
Okay, but just I'm asking for the knowledge purpose, what would be the realization difference between the current and the which we were planning initially?
Difference in absolute amount would be substantial, but then it will also entail some cost also, no, to make those kinds of things.
Okay. And sir, like I have been observing this project has been delayed multiple times from last many years. So what is the reason? Like, is this technology very?
No, it's it got delayed for 2 years for two main reasons. One reason was we had Corona that affected the thing, and it is a very absolutely modern project where lots of instrumentation is also there. And as everyone is aware that instrumentation got delayed due to non-availability of chips. That was one thing. And second thing was that in our new plant, we were going to use methanol as one of the material. And Gujarat being a prohibition state, getting methanol permission has always been a task. It's not that our plant was ready, but we were waiting for the permissions. And getting permissions, I mean, once the election last 6 months, when everyone went in election mode, no permissions were given. And so that was the reason for delay. It was not because of any other reason like lack of will to invest or anything else. Plant has been ready since practically 95%, 97% work is over since the long.
Okay, because I have been tracking another player who is in this site. So they probably started somewhere in 2011 or 12, and they have substantially grown in tocopherols, high concentrated tocopherols, and even vitamin E side. While we were in this product much earlier, like at least in mixed side. So are there any technological related challenge to scale up? Or
we had taken a conscious decision to concentrate more on the fatty acid side because that can give us higher volumes and higher top line and bottom line. Tocopherol business is a very, very niche business where you cannot have crazy scales or anything. The volumes or values what we are having right now, it won't be possible to have it in tocopherol business. And we are already supplying low concentrate scheme, and we are there in the business. So it's not that. Technology challenges and everything, that's not an issue because we have a good support from our three buyers who are prepared to give us help us to make the product which can be of good help to them in manufacturing the vitamin E. So it's not that. And we are having business relationship with all these three companies since last more than 20 years.
Right. Yeah. Thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Amar Maurya from Alpha Accurate Advisors, Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, two questions. One is that, in your last presentation, I believe, 22 presentation, we indicated that in dimer acid, the country has imported something around 7,700 metric ton that year. And you basically are 55% to 60% of the market. So is that the right number, sir? 7,700?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, sir, then how the volume is divided? So is it that you are selling more of a linoleic acid and more of the other fatty acid also? Like dimer, if it is the ratio of, let's say, if I get the ratio.
Let me tell you one thing. None of the companies would keep only single source of raw material supply.
Correct.
Right. So that's the reason that at the most we can go reach up to 75% of India's total market share if we convince all our customers to buy 75% from us and 25% from other customers.
Other suppliers.
What typically are the things varies between 62 to 70%. That's a 2/3, 1/3 is as a thumb rule you can say.
Okay. So basically, let's say if 77,000 and we are 65% of the market. Then basically the total size would be 12,000 metric ton. Right. Is that the right number, sir?
Yeah.
So basically, what I'm trying to understand here is that then in that case, sir, out of that, say, the total saleable volume, the dimer acid volume is basically very less. So is it the linoleic acid is basically the large chunk of our business?
Acid is a high price item.
Which dimer is a high price item?
Yeah.
But dimer, sir, if I check, with a lot of other buyers, I get to know that it's a $2 and $2.50 item, right?
Yeah, compared to linoleic,
it's high price. But linoleic is high price, right? Linoleic would be
No. Compared to dimer, linoleic is not high price. Compared to dimer, it's low price.
Oh, okay. So dimer would, then linoleic would be what, less than $2?
Yes.
Okay. Then there, I think I got a wrong figure. Fine, sir. And secondly, sir, as you indicated that, you will be processing, approximately 14,000 metric ton of process volume. So is it something around the sales volume would be around, going by the same ratio, is around 16,300 would be the sales volume for next quarter?
No. I told you, in one of the other queries response, I told you the 9 months volume is 40,000 tons, somewhat higher than 40,000 tons. So you have So you have to add 13,000-14,000 in there. Because whatever process, the saleable quantity which will derive will be approximately 95 to 96%. There would be a 4 to 5% of process loss in terms of moisture, handling loss, etc.
But sir, in this quarter, if I see, you said that process volume was 8,200, but your sales volume was 9,700.
Because we used up earlier previous quarter's inventory.
Okay, and even in the last quarter also, you said that process volume was 12,700 and the sales volume was 14,800 in September quarter also. September quarter also, your sales volume was
14,800. Yeah. And raw material quantity was
12,700. So I'm just going by that number. I'm saying, you must be having some inventory, right?
Yeah, that is what we used up in this Q3. Q3 is reverse than Q2. I hope you are not mixing up the two things. In Q2, the process volume was higher, and in Q3, the sales volume was higher vis-a-vis the process volume.
No, sir. In Q3, Q2, what was the process volume?
16,700.
I got it. So basically 13,000-14,000, you are saying 95% of that.
Got it, sir.
So then also basically there would be sequential growth, but year over year there would be volume degrowth.
Yeah, that is what I earlier said also in reply to question from one of the participants, that there could be some marginal degrowth in terms of volume, though in terms of value it may not be that much.
And sir, the price, that 14% decline which we had seen in this particular quarter, the price also recovered now?
Which price?
Realization, you said that this quarter the realization was down
10%. Average price realization depends on the entire product mix. So
okay.
different products have different values. And as I said, dimer acid is a high price product. So if there is a more dimer sale or more demand and more dimer sale, then average would tend to be on the higher side. Suppose if there is less demand from dimer acid and more demand for another fatty acid, linoleic acid, which is a relatively low price, then again the per unit realization would be different. So it is a product mix. We are not in the same, like cement, that we are making the one particular product only. Our products command different pricing, and that is a substantial gap between one prime product and another prime product.
Okay. Got that, sir. Got that. Fine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Nirag Shah from Exemplar Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. We are delaying that high concentration tocopherol plant for the new product that you talked about. So is
it we are exploring whether to do that or not.
Yeah. No, I was just asking that the new product is to be commissioned based on existing pain segment customers' demand, so that we are going to get ready market. So that's why we are doing like that way, or is it something else?
It is something else.
Can I have linoleic and dimer acid figure for 9 months, the percentage contribution?
In terms of quantity?
Quantity or value also, it's okay. Value?
Yeah, the dimer acid value for 9 months was 130 crores. And linoleic acid value for the 9 months was 234 crores.
234, okay. Thank you very much. It was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the management from Fairchem Organic Limited for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings con call. I hope we were able to answer your questions satisfactorily and at the same time offer insight into our business. If you have any further questions or would you like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investor relations manager at Valorem Advisors. Thanks a lot. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Fairchem Organics Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.